Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is the 8th of May, 2024. First off, I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to set you up for the rest of the week. Looking ahead, Thursday is Hooray for Buttons Day. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Also, Friday is Trust Your Intuition Day, and worth mentioning, Friday is also Military Spouse Appreciation Day, celebrated annually on the Friday before Mother's Day. Otherwise, it's a relatively quiet rest of the week in the Capitol with only sprinklings of procedural meetings and the flurry of announcements on lawmakers deciding to retire or run in new districts has slowed to a trickle over the past couple weeks, even though there's still a few unanswered questions and announcements hanging out there. Meanwhile, there is a bunch of other updates, so let's jump into some news together. First off, in recognition of Trust Your Intuition Day, Governor Evers, his gut told him, this time, I bet it's going to work this time. I'm going to call a special session of the Joint Committee on Finance to release funds designated for addressing PFAS and for the funds for ER access in western Wisconsin since a couple of hospitals are being closed. Well, it didn't work. And no, of course he knew the committee wasn't going to meet. It was just a part of the back and forth of the regular political grandstanding in Madison. It's the same hospital funds that got turned into a blank check that I talked about from the March 6th episode. If you haven't already, check it out. In other news, and speaking of political grandstanding, let's look at how history repeats itself. Years ago, Scott Walker and President Trump were in Racine for a press conference celebrating a significant expansion of the tech industry in Wisconsin for political grandstanding. Fast forward 6 years, and today, Tony Evers and President Biden are in Racine for a press conference celebrating a significant expansion of the tech industry in Wisconsin for political grandstanding. Back then, it was Foxconn. This time, it is Microsoft. Funny how two very different political groups run plays from the exact same playbook. In other news, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, commonly known as WILL, is suing the government on behalf of the wedding barns in Wisconsin, saying that Act 73 is unconstitutional. It's the new set of laws that put new requirements and guidelines on those venues. And funny, the legislature passed a bill making new rules that the Department of Revenue is required to enforce. To keep the rules from being enforced, WILL has to sue the Department of Revenue, which is only following through on someone else's decisions. Yeah, talk about being pushed into a thankless situation. As part of the lawsuit, WILL is contesting the way that the new laws define personal rights to earn an honest living, equal protection rights, and that it violates the Wisconsin Constitution's Uniform Taxation Clause, typically referred to as the Uniformity Clause. my favorite issue that they're contesting is how the term public place is defined. This is actually from the legal court filing. This is their argument. Quote, a tailgate party in the parking lot of Lambeau Field is not a public place, but an invite-only private wedding party at a barn is, unquote. And as some of you know, I am a big fan of reasonable questions, and that is absolutely worth asking a reasonable question about. I also have to say, this is a good example of why I have a lot of respect for Will and why they are a friend of WPT, because although they have a reputation of being a conservative organization with their lawsuits and their legal challenges, this is confronting a bill that the Republicans pushed through. To their credit, when they can argue that someone's freedom and liberties are being taken away, they will consider fighting that fight. Definitely something we will follow as events unfold. And finally, Milwaukee area sausage maker Clements has been sold to a Chicago-based chicken company. That doesn't sound good on multiple different levels, but spoiler alert, it isn't that surprising to me. Speaking of reasonable questions, I was wondering what was going on with them when it came out a couple years ago that Summerfest had to sue them to cancel their sponsorship and try to recoup some sponsorship dollars. Just kind of generally left me wondering what exactly was going on over there at Clements. Really, at the end of the day, one private equity firm sold their stake to another private equity firm that owns a company that produces chicken products sold into Costco and Walmart and Whole Foods, etc., etc. Simply a company looking to expand in similar product categories, which makes sense. Hopefully, it could be a step that will help Clements reverse course because they were a strong brand back in the day. Heck, the sausage races started as a Clements promotion, but over the years, they lost that sponsorship too. But like the Brewers and the Bucks of the 90s proved to us, a long downward trend of repeated failure can eventually be reversed into consistent success. So hopefully that's how it goes for Clements. Back to thinking about politics, whichever political party is in the minority, it's the hope and dream that they desperately cling to as well. The ability to reverse course. In closing, and in honor of Mother's Day, instead of a quote from a founding father, I will leave you with some timeless wisdom from a founding mother. How about Martha Washington, who said, quote, I am determined to be cheerful and happy in whatever situation I may find myself, for I have learned that the greater part of our misery or unhappiness is determined not by our circumstance, but by our disposition, unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.